morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Members and leaders of American farmers and ranchers are in Washington, D.C. this week to speak with our nation's policy leaders about issues important to the agriculture industry and rural America. Bray Haven, AFR contract lobbyist, is there and says trade has taken center stage in those discussions with policy leaders as producers attest to the crippling effects that ongoing market disruptions are having on the farm economy, both in Oklahoma and around the country.
There's just a lot of bad things going on in the farm economy and across the country, and specifically Oklahoma, as our economy is so dependent on the agricultural industry. And so we need to be talking to our federal lawmakers about these issues and try to get a resolution on these. The economy is so depressed in the agriculture community, and I just don't know how much longer our farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma, across the country, can take it.
While the outlook on negotiations with China, Japan, the UK, and other nations remain unclear at this point, a recent report from the South China Morning Post offers a glimmer of hope that some relief could be on the way. However, some skeptics speculate the authenticity of this claim. According to the South China Morning Post, China is expected to agree to purchase more U.S. agricultural products in hopes of a better trade agreement. The outlet reports working-level officials were discussing the text of a deal, which would be reviewed when trade officials meet in Washington next month. The text is based on details negotiated back in April before talks fell apart in May, after China backtracked on several previously agreed-upon issues. China offered to purchase more U.S. agricultural products in exchange for the U.S. delaying implementation of further tariffs. China may also offer more market access and better intellectual property protection, according to a Chinese source familiar with the talks. A Chinese official told a group of U.S. business representatives on Tuesday that China wants a mutually accepted solution to the trade dispute. However, U.S. trade experts based in China suggest that the October meeting is an attempt to peacefully get past the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China, suggesting talks will stall in 2020. In other news today, Alltech has launched a survey to gather insights into the professional landscape for women in agriculture. Announced Tuesday, the survey aims to collect feedback about the barriers that impede progress and to identify the resources needed to ensure workplace equality. The survey is open to all sectors of agriculture, and the results will be revealed at the Women in Food and Agriculture Summit this December in Amsterdam. Alltech CEO Mark Lyon says, "We hope to gain a better understanding of the challenges facing women in ag and identify opportunities for growth. Women and men in agriculture are encouraged to participate in the survey that will contribute to global conversation about gender equality in agriculture." A link to the survey can be found on our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year. Broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.